So, who are you? I mean, what's your life about? I mean, you're Catholics, okay, you're of a certain gender and age and nationality, and of course, today you're the son or daughter of a particular mother. But at the heart of it, who are we? I mean, when you're at a party, people will ask you about, what do you do? Where do you live? I mean, absolutely kind of superficial questions. And I think the only reason that we ask those kinds of questions is to put people into these nice little boxes that we're like, okay, so you're one of those kinds of people. You know, you do that kind of work and you live on that side of the railway line or that proximity to the beach. But at the heart of our lives, we're confronted with a much more profound question today. It's the question of our relationship with God. That is who we ultimately are. Not the sum total of all this other stuff that we so often fill our lives with. In that little world that we build about ourselves, this little world where I am the most important person, where I am the very center of my existence. But today, God is inviting us to remember that the most important thing about any of us is not what we do or where we live or what clothes we wear, but about whose we are. Who do we belong to? Who are we ultimately in relationship with? That's the question that lies at the heart of the gospel today. As Jesus invites us into this relationship with him, as he reminds us, you will no longer be identified by your work, by whether you're a slave or not. Because I'm inviting you into this profound relationship based simply on love and friendship. This relationship that you're invited to be a friend of God, a friend of our Savior. That's what we will become. That's our relationship. That's the deepest sense of who we are, to simply be before God. That's our identity. That's our purpose. The problem is that so often when we limit ourselves and we reduce who we are to the things that we do and the relationships that we have with one another, that just zaps us of our joy. It zaps us of the fullness of our identity. Because we suffer from the ability to actually live in the freedom of those relationships. Because we just live in this tiny and often pathetic little world rather than the glory and grandeur of what God has invited us into. And that's where this gospel changes the plan. It changes every part of our lives. If we simply imagine that we're just locked in this little world where I'm at the center, that world is so boring, so pathetic, so ordinary. But God is saying, no, don't stay locked in the little world of Richard Michael Healy. Allow yourself to be so profoundly loved that your world begins to expand and your horizons begin to broaden. Remember that first moment when your eye caught the person across the room? And you realize that it wasn't just a one-way thing, that as much as you were trying to not look at them and stare in the beauty of their face, that they were also beginning to look at you, and you were realizing, oh my gosh, there's a bit of chemistry here, there's something that's beginning to happen, how wonderful. Of course, for me, it's entirely theoretical, the whole... We're caught, we're captured at that moment. We're caught in this experience of something so much more, so much, so wonderful, so beautiful that our heart begins, of course, theoretically, to palpitate, and we're experiencing so much of the wonder of life as it's meant to be lived. Because my life is no longer just about me, but about the other. And it's into that moment, into that experience that God is inviting us. It's into that moment that God is saying, that's your identity, that's your purpose, that's who you have been called to be, not just for yourself, but living for others. Because this commandment to love, as if you can actually command to love, but God is inviting us into this experience of love because he first loves us. God does not need any of us. God doesn't require us to make him bigger or greater or more beautiful. God is complete and content within the Trinity, within his very Godhead. And yet out of the generosity of that love, he wants to share that love with us. He wants us to be caught up in that experience as well. And so that commandment is the desire that God shares with us, that we might find that joy that he has already within himself, the joy that Jesus shares with the Father. That's the joy that he's wanting us to experience as well. And so at the heart of that, remember that commandment, or that teaching that we receive in verse 16 of John chapter 15. You did not choose me. As if any of us could actually choose God. And yet, so often we've lived like that, and the world imagines, I think, that that's what Christianity is all about, that we're Catholic simply because we happened to choose this particular brand of religion to live and to dedicate ourselves to. But no, God is saying, no, it's not about what you choose, but about God who takes the initiative within our lives. That God is the one who began this process, began this journey within our hearts. I still remember the moment when I realized that, when I discovered that gift. I was in my final year at university, and I'd been to this thing called a summer school in the January in Bathurst, and it was a most powerful experience for me. And out of that, I then joined this small community of other Christians who were wanting to dedicate themselves to that. And as part of that experience of joining that community, we went away on a weekend retreat together. And as we were praying one night, we came back to our rooms and discovered that someone had left a scripture quote for me. And it was John 15:16. You did not choose me, no, I chose you, and I have commissioned you to go forth and bear fruit, fruit that will last. I thought, that's lovely. Thank you very much. You know, that call to be a Christian and a follower. And so it was a powerful kind of scripture and a testimony in my life, but didn't impact too deeply until many months later, and I was back in Bega, and I was at the youth group once again there, and the parish priest, Father Jerry, was sharing the story of his own life. It was the anniversary of his ordination the next day, and so he was sharing with us that he was just so overwhelmed by the gift of being called to be a priest. He said, I was overwhelmed by my unworthiness. How could I possibly be a priest? How could I possibly give myself to God so completely in this way? And so he said there was only one thing that allowed him to continue that night and to present himself the next day in the church to be ordained. And he said it was a scripture quote from John 15:16. And as he said these words, I realized that it wasn't just this generic invitation that I, among, you know, tens of millions of other people, had shared, but this was the Lord speaking directly into my life, reminding me that this was not my choice or my call, that he was the one who was taking the initiative in my life. He was specifically calling and inviting me to receive that gift of love. And it was that experience of physically moving and experiencing that grace. I mean, that's the moment of my call to priesthood, but it's a moment of that sharing in the very life of God. I believe that every one of us has to be called by God. Every one of us is, in fact, called by God. But as we see in the lives of countless saints and the prophetic figures within the scriptures, a person is never called, is never invited into this relationship with God without also experiencing this call to mission, this call to share that with others, this call to do something powerful and prophetic with our lives. That's the grace of being called as a Christian, not just to live in isolation, not just to live within my own little world, but we're invited to be part of God's great story. We're invited to be part of the drama that God is writing with our lives. This is the invitation that we receive today, to hear those words and allow them to echo in our own hearts. You did not choose me. No, I chose you, and I have commissioned you. I have called you to experience that joy. I have called you to be a person who bears such abundant fruit, because as we heard last week, we're connected with Jesus, the vine. Let's indeed allow ourselves to hear this call and then allow our hearts to delight as we're called to respond to God today.